big issues are probably taxes, blight, education, quality of life. Those are probably the big four issues.
And how are these candidates coming out on those issues?
On taxes, it's kind of interesting. Mayer has been criticized by the Republican, Aaron Stewart, on the issue of taxes. She says that he's raised taxes, that he hasn't, that the mill rate jumped 8 mills, and that he hasn't done a really good job on that issue. Mayer counters that because of revaluation and what happened in the state, that he has no control of what happens in the state, and that taxes really didn't go up, you know, within his control. There's also issues related to, actually I should have mentioned also, where there's a big issue related to fees and fines on landlords, in which the mayor supported back about a year ago. A lot of the Republicans, including the Republican mayoral candidate, opposes. There's also, some people are calling it a 911 fee. People call repeated nuisance calls, like loud parties. There could be fines towards landlords. The Republicans are calling it a 911 fee, but it's saying that if you call 911, you'll be fined, and that it's not a safe thing. But the Democrats are saying it's not for 911 calls, it's just for nuisance calls. And we had about hundreds and hundreds of landlords protest at City Hall against the mayor about 8-12 months ago. And there are a number of landlords that are very opposed to this mayor, and they actually had a big protest in the town within the last 10 days. Bonding is also another big issue. This year, for the first time in a long time, the city has, with the support of Mayor O'Brien, who's the Democrat, there's been an influx of $4.6 million additional to the school district. There's also been bonding of tens of millions of dollars for textbooks, infrastructure, and technology. A lot of Republicans don't support the bonding, especially for textbooks. Although it's interesting, even though a lot of Republicans don't support the textbook bonding, Aaron Stewart, who's a Republican candidate, she was on the board. She's a current member of the Board of Ed, and she voted for that. So that's not as strong of an issue for her, but it's a lot of Republicans say that it's a constant drumbeat of bonding by the mayor on a lot of issues.
Tell me about Timothy Bryan. Is this how many terms has he served?
This would be his second term. He was a former state legislator. He served in Hartford for a number of years, and some say that the argument by some say he's a career politician, and obviously he says that he's doing what's best for the city, and that he's kept a hard stance on taxes, that he's kept the neighborhood safe, that he's hired more police officers, and so that's you know, he's saying that the city's moving in the right direction. Obviously she's saying the city's not moving in the right direction.
New Britain is known for its kind of rough and tumble politics. I think that's your words.
Well, hard hitting New Britain is what a lot of people call it, and rough and tumble is also another way you can describe it. Sure,
and certainly in politics. Now, has this race gotten dirty?
I wouldn't necessarily say by the two candidates themselves, really, but we do have. We do have bloggers who make it that way. But as far as the two candidates themselves, I wouldn't really say it's. It's really been, would you say, a really, really dirty race, but there are supporters and others who can post things anonymously on blogs who do say some strong things.
So from what you've gathered, what party seems to be more fired up for this race, the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, if you listen to the blogs, it's the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Republicans, just because they're the minority party in this town, it's 5.5-1 registered Democrats. 13 of the 15 aldermen are Democrats. I guess they are very fired up because they think that, you know, they want some power back, I guess. And it's a very Democratic town, and they're making a lot of noise.
And how does New Britain typically do on these mayoral elections? Is there a lot of turnout?
No, not we're below the state average.
All right. Well, Robert, thank you so much.
Sure.